next on KCPQ. Stay tuned for the Portfolio Doctors, Dan Osgood and Stephen Vick, investment advisor representatives for their respective investment firms, ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC. The opinions expressed on the Portfolio Doctors are their own and do not reflect those of ACAS LLC, Cottingham Management Company LLC, or this radio station. The following information is for educational purposes only. ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC are not law or accounting firms, and no portion of this presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, or tax advice. Welcome to the Portfolio Doctors on AM 1170, The Answer. Your financial future depends on making sound investment decisions. Make sure you get a weekly checkup from a source you trust. The Portfolio Doctors will see you now. Here are Dan Osgood and Steve Bick, the Portfolio Doctors.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of the Portfolio Doctors. My name is Dan Osgood.
And I'm Steve Bick.
And today, I think we've got a fun show planned. We've got a special guest in studio. Part of his name may sound familiar. We've got Andre Bick joining us today. Andre, welcome. Glad you could be with us.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks. And if you recognize a little bit of that name, it could be because this is Steve's son.
Yep.
And we're going to have some...
We're going to grow them.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun. He's got some ideas, and we thought it would make for a good show. So we're going to spend some time talking with him about some ideas he has for his future. But we try to help people, guide them in their future.
Right. Try and point them in the right direction in terms of not only investments, but how to fix themselves with debt and, you know, just try and give you a better understanding of what you need to look at with your investments and how they need to be tailored towards you rather than towards the general market or what people are trying to sell you, per se.
Correct.
Right.
Because the reality is if you can meet all of your goals and never beat a single index, I think you're much better off than your neighbor who says, oh, I beat the index, I beat the index, right. I beat the index. But then you see the reality that they've never accomplished any other goal.
Well, here's the deal. If you're trying to beat the index, I hope that you actually have made more money than you're ahead of the game because the index is all-time high again.
Right.
So your return should be at an all-time high. I don't think many people
have that. It doesn't average out that way.
No.
That's correct.
No. So in actual fact, the fact that the market's at an all-time high, if you had done a good job during 2008 and 2009 and you hadn't given back the 30 or 40% that the market did, you would actually be way further ahead than people that followed the market all the way down and all the way back up.
Right.
You know, even if you hadn't beaten the market through 2010 and 15 through to 15, you'd probably still be miles ahead of where the market is right now.
Oh, you could really underperform the market during the good years if you don't perform as badly as they do in the bad years.
Correct.
And you'll be light years ahead. And that's a tough one for people to understand. That's where there's flaws with all these averages.
Right.
We've talked about that numerous times. You could average over a three-year period 33% per year.
Right.
But have lost 90-plus percent of your investment.
Right.
If you earn 100%, lose 98%, earn 100%, or just do 99, 99, 99, you've got roughly 33% average return.
Correct.
But you only have
a fraction
of what you started with.
But it was an interesting week. I mean, as we mentioned earlier, the markets are back to their all-time highs. They took a bit of a beating. It was funny. When I wrote my blog this week, I went back because it seemed like every Friday is an up day. It seems to seems to wipe out the problems on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And so I thought, well, this does seem to be a bit of a broken record going on right now. So I'd go back and I had a look. And in actual fact, over the last 6 weeks, five of the Fridays have been up.
And so, substantially?
Pretty substantially. Of course, when you go further, then it's not really a trend you can trade, right? It's not like, woohoo, it's Friday. Let's start buying stocks and sell them before the close of business. But what it does show is that there's definitely this trend on Fridays to try and drive it up over the weekend. You know, there's a lot of manipulation going on as far as I can tell. But this week it was, or the last, actually the last 2 weeks has been driven more about the movement in the bond market than really the stock market. Bond yields across the world suddenly spiked higher. for some reason, traders decided that they had had enough of earning negative rates of return in Germany and that. And so they just started selling bonds.
So in Germany, are they just even now?
Pretty close. Well, they've also rallied back. So it's funny because over the last couple of weeks, and you and I have spoken about this at length, the stock market and the bond market should be going in opposite directions typically. Right now, they're pretty much correlated in lockstep with one another. Mm-hmm. And so the bond market went down and got pounded, which spiked yields up a little bit, and that spooked the stock market. And to me, what that's showing is that the stock markets around the world are reliant on this low interest rate environment to keep them at these highs. And any type of spike in the yield, it just spooks people. And they, they come in. But what's also happened was as it spiked, it got to a level of, as you said, just above zero in Germany and a few other places, and in the U.S. got just above 2%. And then money just started pouring in to buy it because like, wow, we're actually getting something positive finally, you know? And so I just pushed it the other way. So I just don't see that there's going to be a lot of risk in terms of these interest rates going crazy in the future.
It just seems like, and like you mentioned, we've talked about this numerous times, probably a few times on the air, that if the rates start to spike, if the Fed starts increasing rates and that causes that panic, that's going to cause a sell-off in the stocks.
Correct.
Which the bond market is still its own market. It's a supply and demand driven thing.
Correct.
So it's going to get forced back down because people are going to move their money into this slightly higher rate.
Correct.
And it's going to push it right back down, in theory.
Yeah, well, that's what happened this week. Yes. Now, of course, it doesn't always work that well, but That is what happened this last couple of weeks. So then suddenly all the money was piling back in and the yields went down and suddenly the stock market went back up again, which is it's pretty weird. But
yes, because the S&P 500?
Yep.
Second record close in as many days. So Thursday and Friday it closed at all-time highs again. 21.2273. It was up a whopping 1.63.
Yeah, it wasn't up a lot. Exactly right.
But it was a tick upward.
Well, the other interesting thing for me is the big move, I think, this week outside of the bonds moving around was silver and gold just went crazy. Silver at start of the week around about $15 an ounce and ended the week just under $18 an ounce. I mean, that's a big move for silver. And it literally just spiked up in 2 days. Gold didn't really follow. But what that seems to be showing is with that movement in the bond market, there's a sense of a little bit of fear that's being brought into the market. And also, if the bonds are truly going up because of an inflationary environment, then that's also could help the gold and the precious metals. So you're wondering whether this is a signal, an early signal, or whether it's just something that's just, it's another, blimp on the radar screen.
Traders saying, see, we told you, and allowing their positions to...
Although when we were chatting yesterday, the one person we were chatting to, he said, well, you should just buy stocks because if you look at the trend, it's always gone higher. So you might as well just buy stocks and hold them. And that's true. It has always gone up if you take a ruler over since 1896.
If it's a long enough snapshot, the stock market has historically done better than anything else.
Correct. But you need a seriously long time horizon. There's also been periods of 15, 20 years. Like we've actually just had a 15-year period from 2000 to recently where you've made nothing.
In the NASDAQ.
And almost the S&P, you're up a little bit, but you're not up huge, right, from 2000, are you?
Right. After 2008 into early 2009, it was basically a flat lap previous 10 years.
Yeah.
So there was a 10-year window where you basically had zero return.
Correct. But now then you've made up for it. You're slowly getting back to some kind of what's called normal rate of return. However, if your window, not everyone's investment horizon is 1900 to 2015. Not many people I know.
If it is, everyone would be in great shape.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of people get caught because they actually, their retirement was requiring them to withdraw money at the bottom.
Right.
So you can't recover from that type of stuff. And that's what people don't understand. Yeah, it's all very good and well to draw this line with your ruler, but it doesn't work that way.
And that's why the importance of planning things out is really there and reviewing that on a regular basis to make sure what you're trying to accomplish is positioned properly.
Correct.
To achieve that. Well, when we come back, we're going to put Andre in the hot seat. He's got some great ideas of what he would like to do for his future, and we're going to find out how serious he is. You're listening to The Portfolio Doctors, AM 1170, The Answer.
This is AM 1170, The Answer.
Software solutions to run your business? Are you sick of the constant updates and having to pay your IT staff or a third-party company to manage your software systems? If you can answer yes to any of these questions, then you need Lead Commerce. Lead Commerce is a cloud-based software system that runs your entire business, from your website to e-commerce to inventory, purchasing, and order management. Lead Commerce does it all. For a free 15-day trial of Lead Commerce, log on to leadcommerce.com. That's www.leadcommerce.com. Start your free trial today. You'll be glad you did.
Remember those warm, sun-filled days relaxing on the beach in Hawaii? Can't wait to go again? Well, now you can have a taste of Hawaii delivered to your door by going online and ordering some melt-in-your-mouth deliciousness from HawaiiFudge.com. What better way to shake off the stresses of the world than biting into a smooth, creamy chocolate macadamia nut sensation? Or how about our Kona Coffee Lava Flow? Just go to HawaiiFudge.com and place your order online today. That's HawaiiFudge.com.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now, I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, he will do a free risk and cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much in fees are you paying for the investments you have? If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com right now and get your free analysis. You deserve to know what your investments are really costing you. freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com.
AM 1170, theanswer.com. Hear us anywhere in San Diego and the world. AM 1170, The Answer.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Portfolio Doctors. My name is Dan Osgood.
And I'm Steve Bick.
And today we've got a very special guest in studio with us. We've got Andre Bick, who is Steve's son, who for quite a few years now has been consistently talking about a business adventure.
Yeah, he's been talking about this, and I can't exactly remember when. Do you remember when you first mentioned it, when you first brought it up?
Yes, I was in third grade.
Third grade. Okay, now you're in?
Seventh.
All right, so for 4 years you've been talking about this, and what is your idea?
I want to have a hot dog stand in Maui.
Wow. Okay.
That sounds like a good place to open a business.
Yeah. So I guess the first thing you have to do when you open up a hot dog stand is find a place for it, right?
Yes.
So where are you going to go?
I was thinking about like a little town, because not a lot of people.
So it's not in the main area?
Yes.
But then how are you going to sell a bunch of hot dogs if there's not too many people there?
I would go to like surf tournaments and where big events are.
Aha, uh-huh. So you're going to actually, it's not going to be a set thing. You're just going to be able to move it around. It's going to be on wheels.
Yes and
no. Or is it going to be
a
stand?
Yes and no.
Yes and no. Okay, let's hear the answer to this. How can it be yes and no?
Well, I'm going to have a little shop, but I'm also going to have like a food truck so I could go to the events.
So make it portable so you can have a standing location to have people come to all the time, but then go support these events or provide food at these events, like a big surf competition.
Yes.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, it's for a lot of people who have a retail operation, they get stuck in the thought that if you have a retail operation, you've got to just stand inside your store.
Right. You need the people to come to you.
Yeah.
This is very good thinking outside of the box.
There. You got to get out there. And you had another idea. How else were you going to promote your business?
I would, like, help other stores. Like, just say there's an ice cream shop across the street. I would say if you get a hot dog and a drink, then you get 20% off at the ice cream store. So then I would help them, and then they would help me.
Right, yeah. And that's done quite a bit in business as well, where you're trying to assist other people and with their business, and then they refer business back to you.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's another good idea. Now, what's the biggest problem you see in terms of having a hot dog stand?
I haven't really thought about that yet.
So, okay, well, what about staffing? Are you going to work 24/7?
No, I was going to have maybe about two staff members.
Two staff?
Yes.
Okay. Now, there's a problem. Once you start adding staff.
That starts adding
complexity.
Variables.
Yeah, exactly right. So, how do you find these staff?
Well, I was just going to go and have like a little help wanted sign to see who wanted to.
Okay. Yeah, I tell you one thing. When in all the businesses I've done, it's a lot of times the help wanted can work, mm-hmm. but most times it's through word of mouth that you find the best people. And so I don't know just about any business that these days it seems like it's almost a word of mouth. I mean, for those listeners out there, how many times have you looked for a job and you've sent out your CV or your, you know, and you just never even get a reply. I mean, and then on the other side, the person like, Andre, if you put out a help wanted, you'd probably get 400 applications. And then how do you choose? How as the business owner do you choose?
When do you find the time to interview 400 people? One of the best solutions to a hiring that I've come across in quite a few years was to create a very specific outline of what you want and the skills you want that person to possess and blast it to everybody you know and say, I'm looking for someone that fits these qualifications. And that immediately narrows it because you've got very specific skill sets and say, if this person is not adequate in all of these items, I don't want to talk to them.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised at the quality of people that come in.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
even to your own clients, like if you have regular clients that come in, you could say, I'm looking to add someone that's fun and energetic to this business. Who do you know? And you'd be surprised. Maybe that client says, I'm looking for a job. I'd like to maybe talk to you about it.
Right. Or sometimes you can find people like when you go to another store and there's someone working behind the counter that's really good. And you say, are you happy here? Or would you like a better opportunity somewhere else? Then that often works.
Sure.
You know? But, yeah, so that's good. So you're going to have this hot dog stand now. How do you price what you're going to sell?
I was going to price it between, I don't want it to be too expensive.
Right.
So it's going to be pretty reasonable.
Okay, so you're into low price?
Yes.
Okay, there's a thing called the Porter methodology. And Porter, you differentiate yourself. You have to have a business differentiation. So you either got to be low cost or you have to be different in some respect. Okay? So if you take, in your example, if you want to be low cost, then you need to be the cheapest hot dogs. So the problem you've now got is you're taking on Costco and Walmart. Because they have hot dogs out the back there, right?
They are the low-cost provider.
They are low-cost. In fact, when I was over in Maui last, I was in Costco and I went to get a hot dog. They were $1. $1 for a hot dog.
Probably pretty good, too.
They were pretty good. You can't compete against that for the simple reason that they basically are almost giving these hot dogs away just to get you to go into the store. Whereas what you're trying to do is you're trying to compete, sell people a hot dog. So I think, you know, when we were over in Oahu last time and we went to that really famous hot dog stand, remember?
Yes.
And the guy those were $7.50 a hot dog. And he had a line out the door, remember?
Yes.
But now what made that so good? Why were those dogs so good? Do you remember?
No.
Okay, they were good because, number one, the buns were freshly made, and they had taken a little hole out the middle, and they pushed the dogs in the buns, and then they had some really unique sauces. Remember, I think you got the mango sauce.
Yes.
And I forget what I got. But they were selling now what they're doing. They've differentiated themselves by saying, we have a hot dog that you can only get here. Mm-hmm. And so then you can charge a higher price. So for those listeners of us, of ours out there that are listening, if you have a business and you don't either haven't differentiated yourself either as a low cost leader, which you almost can't do these days because right. of Walmart and Costco and these places, you're going to have to differentiate yourself in terms of a product that no one, you can't get anywhere else.
Right.
And if you aren't doing that, you're pretty much set up for failure. And so that's something you really need to do. Going out, getting to the, like you said, getting to the surf events, getting to the events, that's great marketing. That's great to get your hot dogs out there, but they better be exceptional hot dogs to attract a following.
You could partner with Hawaii Fudge and make the fudge dog.
Could you imagine? You can have fudge dog. Yeah, hot dog with fudge all over it. I'm not sure that would sell. You never know these
days.
Day
and age.
What do they have these donuts, fried donuts now? I don't know, but...
Right.
All right. And so you've got your employees, you've got your prices, you're going to differentiate yourself, you're going to be in Hawaii, and so you're pretty much set up. Now all you have to do is work out how to fund all of that.
Yes.
How are you going to pay for all of that to get started?
Well, maybe the surf tournaments. Like if I go there, there'll be a bunch of people there.
You're just going to start by walking up with a hot dog over your shoulder? You're going to have to get the truck and all of that, right?
Yes.
So how are you going to buy all of that?
I was going to do like a menier job first mm-hmm. and get some money and then...
You're going to save?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you can save. And there's another way you can go. You can get a loan.
Really?
Yeah. You can go to a bank maybe and get a loan for your truck.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, well, the problem is now, that's why we always talk about interest rates here, because you're never sure if interest rates go up, suddenly the banks might taking all of your money because you can't make a profit because you have to pay them.
Oh.
Yeah.
And if you're not paying them, they can come take your truck.
There goes a hot dog stand down the road on the back of an 18-wheeler.
Right.
Oh, my word. Well, that's what happens to people out there. And that's why we spend a lot of time on the show talking about debt and about, you know, managing your debt. And right now, the idea is with this low interest rate environment, the government wants people to take on debt so that they can expand their businesses because the debt cost is so low.
Right.
But the problem that you have is you can get over leveraged or into too much debt, and then you get crushed by this burden of debt because all of your money that you're making is just going out the other side.
Well, and then it can impact your thought process of, I want to have a moderately priced hot dog.
Correct.
You're going to have to increase your prices to pay your bills,
yeah.
which ultimately could cause your clients to say, well, this is too expensive now. Yeah. I really liked it at $5, but I don't like it at $7.
And I'll tell you now, the other thing it does is, and I think one thing that you really do have going with this idea is you're upbeat, you're fun, you like to have a good time, and so people will come to Andre's hot dog stand because they like Andre's there, and right. he's a nice guy, and let's all go there, and it's a great time, we can have a few hot dogs. Suddenly, if you've got this burden of debt just bearing down on you, you suddenly lose your sense of humor. Work becomes a grind. It's not fun anymore because all you're trying to at the back of your mind is like, how am I going to pay the bills? How am I going to pay the bills? And a lot of people across the globe get into this exact same problem. They start out with the best intentions and then they just get themselves into trouble.
Right.
And because it doesn't quite work out that way. So you've got to be very careful on how much debt you take on. I mean, I've spent years of my life trying to fix companies, and the majority of the time you're trying to fix them because they're just overburdened with debt.
Too much debt.
And that is a way, but you just have to be a little bit careful.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, good luck with your hot dog stand, and nice to have you on the show.
It's a great
today.
Idea. I'll stop by when you open it. I'll be one of your first customers.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, great. When we come back, we'll kind of discuss some more of the what's the goings on in the market. Maybe discuss debt and some of the ways to manage that. This is a pretty good segue into
right.
debt management and the importance of that, whether it's personal or business related. And then I believe Dave and RJ will be joining us as well.
Yep.
You are listening to the Portfolio Doctors, AM 1170, The Answer.
Look no further. We have the answer. AM 1170, The Answer.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now, I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, he will do a free risk and cost analysis.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Pentagon says U.S. commandos carried out a raid in eastern Syria, killing a senior Islamic State leader, capturing his wife, and rescuing a Yazidi woman being held as a slave. No Americans were hurt in the first known U.S. ground operation targeting ISIS militants in Syria. Security and tribal officials say fighting's raging in several Yemeni provinces on the fourth day of a humanitarian truce between a Saudi-led coalition and Shiite rebels. The five-day truce has been repeatedly violated, with each side blaming the other. A Russian rocket carrying a Mexican satellite malfunctioned shortly after it was launched Saturday. The Russian Federal Space Agency says the rocket and Boeing constructed satellite did not reach their planned orbit. Almost all the debris burned up in the atmosphere. A commission is being set up to investigate. And Nepal's army says the body of all eight people on board a U.S. Marine helicopter that crashed on a relief mission have been recovered. This is SRN News.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, 500 business cards for just $9.99. What's more, you can choose between hundreds of designs or upload your own and customize them easily. And because they're from Vistaprint.com, the cards are of top quality, and your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. So visit Vistaprint.com today and get 500 shots at turning your dream into reality. Hurry, because this offer won't last long. To get your 500 business cards for just $9.99, go to Vistaprint.com. Click on the link in the upper right corner and use promo code 1515. That's Vistaprint.com. Click on the link in the upper right corner and use promo code 1515.
Welcome back. It is the Portfolio Doctors. My name is Dan Osgood.
And I'm Steve
with
Beck.
SRN Sports, I'm Ken Lorman.
Just finished talking
well,
with Andre
can Kentucky
and his ideas,
Derby winner American Pharoah do it again?
The growth of
we'll find out when the three-year-old takes on seven rivals and the Preakness Stakes in Baltimore. Second leg of horse racing's Triple Crown.
We'll see how we go.
There's been no Triple Crown winner in 37 years since the firm swept the Derby Preakness and Belmont Stakes.
Before we went
speaking of Baltimore, Charm City resident Nicole Bosley says this race is important.
It's something we want to probably in the future devote an entire show to.
Again, for the city to come together, have a lot of fun, and kind of show the world what Baltimore really is.
What Baltimore really is the host for the Preakness. The eight-horse field is smallest. And
try and really get a grip
since
on
the 2000 race.
Right.
Isolated thunderstorms are in the forecast
well.
Post time, 6:20 Eastern time.
Well, there's a lot of
this is SRN
people
Sports.
I've talked to over the years that their mentality is, well, I'm not really in debt because I can afford
Tampa
to pay.
Bay forward
correct.
Ryan Callahan is in the lineup.
Look at.
Get this. He's in the lineup for game one of the Eastern Conference final against the Rangers 5 days after having an appendectomy.
It's just like a mortgage.
Callahan had surgery Monday night after experiencing abdominal pain.
No, well, you do because you
his
pay
team, Tampa Bay, tied with the Rangers 1-1 in the third.
I freed
period.
Up some money so I can go buy something.
Arizona's Mike Smith
is just
23 saves to pace Canada to
debt.
A 2-0 win over the Czech Republic
like
in the
said,
semis
that's a tough
of the
one.
Ice Hockey
where it's
World
always
Championship.
Heavy burden on
baseball
your
action.
To be
there's a rain delay in St. Louis. Detroit has a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first. Significant in that Miguel Cabrera hit his 400th home run. Needs to wait out
that
rain delay. To see if the milestone
what your
count.
Asset values are.
Other
and
game being contested
that
right now has Atlanta leading
go,
Miami
okay,
5-2
yep,
in the second. This is SRN
so we'll take
Sports.
Take 400 off the 600, and you actually only have 200 grand. which is the majority of people in this country retire with $200,000 in net worth. I mean, that's true net worth. And we've discussed that at length. How they actually make it on $200,000 is, I have no idea.
Right.
That would be, for me, that would maybe last 2 years. I plan on having fun when I retire. Right.
That's what retirement is all about.
Supposed to be.
Retirement's not the end, it's the beginning.
Yes.
That's what we want to try to get people to understand and kind of build a strategy, a plan for that to be a reality for as many people as possible, because the reality is we only go around one time that I'm aware of.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you think about it, one of the quickest ways to actually get your net worth higher is to get out of debt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you can pay off all that debt, suddenly, yes, your net worth has gone from 200 to 600.
Right.
And there are very simple ways of doing that. You know, adding an extra payment each month can hammer it down really quickly. Not paying the minimum on your credit cards, trying to pay off the highest interest rate stuff first, and slowly moving to the lowest interest rate.
Well, and I'm seeing this. I don't know how prevalent it is,
mm-hmm.
but there are a lot of these offers now, again, seemingly popping up that are 6 months, 12 months, 18 months,
yep.
zero interest on new credit card purchases or balance transfers.
Yeah.
So if you are carrying significant debt on a credit card, look into that. You can do a quick Google search of best credit card rates, and there's a website out there that will show you every great offer that's out there. Apply to that company. If you can get a new card with the high level, a lot of the times they'll allow you to transfer a balance that's higher than your approved credit limit.
Right.
Just because they want to carry that balance.
Yep.
And if you can use that as a strategy to just pay that off, you're not paying interest, you're saving a fortune. You're saving, in some cases, as much as 18 or 20 plus percent.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah.
Which is a huge amount. And
don't forget that's 18 or 20%, and then it keeps getting bigger and bigger as the amount grows.
Right.
So it adds up, and it at some point in time, I mean, I remember years gone by when I was in my early 20s, and I had a significant amount of credit card debt. I mean, I got to this country, and people were just giving me credit cards, and I was just spending them. Sure. I mean, what else you meant to do?
I think I had five or six at one time.
Yeah, I must have had a whole wallet full of these blasted things. And I remember at one point doing an analysis after I sort of woke up to the fact that I was actually having to pay all this stuff back.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized I had paid more in interest than the total value of what I'd purchased.
That you had charged.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's what happens. People don't understand that purse that only cost, you know, $200 ends up costing you $600 by the time you've paid the credit card bill back. And so you've got to start thinking about these things, because otherwise you will end up with a $200,000 net worth at the end of the day, and we want that to be significantly higher.
Right. We want it reversed.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the far underway your assets.
I guess the question you have to put yourself is, in that situation, whether it's a purse or a motorbike or a fishing rod or whatever the heck you want to buy, if it seems like a deal at $200, would you buy if it was going to cost you $600?
Right.
And 90% of the time people go, no way, that's way too expensive. Well, that is what it ends up sometimes, not all the time. If you can't pay that credit card balance off within 12 months or so, don't buy it.
Right.
It's costing you too much. Because if you had 15% for a year on that $200, you're already at, $35 it's cost you. Year two, you're up to like 270 or 280.
Right. The 10% or 20% that you saved is now gone.
Gone. So you've got to be very, very aware of this. And you have to start thinking in terms of the cost of that debt when you swipe that card.
And trust me, I sounds like we've gone down a similar path, where when I first got into this industry, I had accumulated credit card debt because of a job I was trying hard to make work. And it was a really rewarding, fun job, but it just didn't pay anything.
Right.
So trying to make it work and trying to put the pieces together, and unfortunately it just never worked out. So I was carrying a lot of debt, and I used that strategy of getting the zero interest for 12 months, 15, 18 months, and I wasn't charging anything any longer. If I couldn't afford to pay cash at that moment, I didn't. And I mapped it out over the course of a year and a half, 2 years, and I just made the payments. I divided it out and said, okay, if the balance is 10,000, 10 months, $1,000 a month, it's done.
Yep.
And it was painful.
Correct.
You see your paycheck come in and say, oh, wow, okay, I got some money. And then you look and go, oh, I've got to write a $1,000 check. But at the end of the day, when I wrote that final one, what a relief that was.
A and B, month 11, suddenly you had an increase of $1,000.
Correct.
It's like, whoa, hey, you're in the money finally.
Yes.
So no, exactly.
It is a very rewarding activity.
It's the same.
It's painful.
Yeah.
But it's rewarding. And the reality is, we've talked about it numerous times, it's the equivalent of you earning 15, 18%, whatever that interest rate is on the credit card, because every amount you pay off over the course of that time, you never pay interest on that amount again.
Right.
So you are saving 18%. Maybe it's less. Maybe your card's only 8 or 10%, but that's still a higher rate than you need to be paying.
Well, it's the other thing that people get sucked into, and I have to say that I was sort of part of this treadmill as well at one point, is when you start leasing cars, and then every 3 years you just give the car back and get a new one. Mm-hmm. And then you get a car back and get a new one. Well, you're going to have a car payment forever.
Correct.
It's great fun to get a new car every 3 years. It's sort of like these cell phones, right? You sign your contract and in two years' time, you know you're going to get a new one. But you're part of a contract forever, right? But a car is the same thing. And a lot of that payment, I mean, if you just purchased the car and paid it off, suddenly that payment's gone. It's like, I tell you, that's also quite powerful when people are on this treadmill. If you, for example, bought a really nice car, like, you know, it doesn't have to be a top-notch Mercedes-Benz. It just have to be like a nice Toyota or something. Those cars are built to last a lot far beyond the lease payment.
You know, absolutely.
10, 12, 15 years at least. And if you can pay the thing off over 3 or 4 years, now you've got another 11 years of no payment.
Right. That's absolutely dead on.
Yeah.
Well, we got Dave and RJ on the line with us.
Oh, okay.
So while we're talking debts and mortgages, not mortages, but debts and interest.
Yeah, they're going to get us into more debt. Are you guys going to get us into more debt over there in Ohio?
Hey, portfolio doctors, that's what we do. We got the good debt going on. Not the bad kind of debt, the good debt.
That's good. It's like good and bad cholesterol. We've got good and bad debt.
Absolutely. When it comes to fat, we're the avocado and the nut type of fat.
Excellent. Well, what's going on?
We're that fat that makes your skin nice and soft and your hair nice and soft. Yeah. You know, we're not the bad stuff.
All right. So what good stuff do you have for us this week?
Well, first and foremost, portfolio doctors, thanks for having us on for our weekly call. This has been really fun so far, and you know, we've been having a good time on Saturdays together. So we were just talking about how much we enjoy being on the show. So I wanted to thank you.
Oh, we appreciate that. Thanks a lot, Dave.
And it's been great. Yeah, a lot of California investors have been really just, you know, coming to Columbus here and taking advantage of the cash flow properties, because we all know the, you know, Columbus and when it comes to the Midwest, the properties here are, you know, great cash flow properties because the prices are so low in comparison to, you know, places like the West Coast. But we actually wanted to talk about a property. It's a featured property. We just had this property fully remodeled and all new mechanicals in this property, and actually installed a new HVAC central air. And the property that we're talking about, it's actually on our website, ColumbusTurnkeyHouses.com. And the property is located at 457 Monroe. We have it listed out there for $69,000, and this property is actually rented for $945 a month.
Wow. So that's basically, call it $12,000 a year you get, and it costs you
$69,000,
but for your listeners, we have it on the website for $69,000. For your listeners, it's actually going to be a little bit of a discount. Since we do appreciate, you know, working with you guys, and your listeners have been very good and very courteous to us. It's actually going to be $64,900, so we wanted to discount that $5,000 for your listeners only.
Wow. Now that's what we're talking about.
There you go.
You only get that on Portfolio Doctors. That's excellent. So that gets the yield. Well over 12%. That's really good.
Absolutely. And, you know, RJ, if you want to kind of tell them about the bedrooms and baths and kind of the situation on Monroe, I know you, RJ, is actually the one that originally found this property.
Okay.
Yes, we got this. We found this property through a motivated investor who basically ran out of money. And when we were initially looking at it from the outside, you know, it's a nice, it's an older home, but it's nice looking on the outside. And when you go inside, you get surprised because there was actually five bedrooms in this. And originally how it looks on the outside, you think that there's only three. So this particular house, it's five bedrooms, two full baths, and the family that's living in there, she's a great tenant, pays on time, and yeah, it's an absolutely great deal.
Now, you guys, if someone on our show snaps this up, and I'll be shocked if you don't get it snapped up. You guys are able to manage it for our listeners who want to buy it, right?
Absolutely. The property management is available with all of our properties.
Okay.
So we take care of your client from day one all the way through the sale, and you have ongoing support after the sale as well.
So hence the name, Turnkey. It's all sorted. All you have to do is show up, and there's financing they can put in place for you. They're going to manage the property for you. You're going to make, depending on how much you put down, but at least 12, if not 20% return on your money. I mean, it's just, it's astonishing. That's why we've got you guys on the show.
Absolutely. In this particular property, Steve, this property is not going to need any major repairs for minimum 5 years. We've literally put everything brand new in this property. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at the numbers before the show today, and even after the property management, a very conservative number, after expenses, after maintenance, after even a vacancy allocation there, the investor is still going to net over $600 a month. And that's a very conservative number. After everything, for a true turnkey property where the person is not going to be, getting phone calls to fix toilets or anything like that, we handle everything from soup to nuts, from A to Z. And that's why we wanted to feature this property. It is going to go fast. And if we could work with one of your listeners, they've always been great to us, and we don't mind at all providing great properties to you guys.
Great. That we really appreciate it.
Great. Thank you very much, Dave and RJ. And once again, they've got that special going for our listeners. Save $5,000 off this property. If it's something you're interested in, reach out to them at columbusturnkeyhouses.com. Dave, RJ, thank you very much.
Thanks for having us, guys.
All right. Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week. When we come back, we will going to wrap up our conversation about debt and debt management. You are listening to the Portfolio Doctors, AM 1170, The Answer.
AM 1170, The Answer, and AM 1170, TheAnswer.com. Remember those warm, sun-filled days relaxing on the beach in Hawaii? Can't wait to go again? Well, now you can have a taste of Hawaii delivered to your door by going online and ordering some melt-in-your-mouth deliciousness from HawaiiFudge.com. What better way to shake off the stresses of the world than biting into a smooth, creamy chocolate macadamia nut sensation? Or how about our Kona Coffee Lava Flow? Just go to HawaiiFudge.com and place your order online today. That's HawaiiFudge.com.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now, I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is, you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, he will do a free risk and cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much in fees are you paying for the investments you have? If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com right now and get your free analysis. You deserve to know what your investments are really costing you. FreeInvestmentAudit.com. That's FreeInvestmentAudit.com. That's FreeInvestmentAudit.com. Business owners, are you tired of using multiple software solutions to run your business? Are you sick of the constant updates and having to pay your IT staff or a third-party company to manage your software systems? If you can answer yes to any of these questions, then you need LeadCommerce. LeadCommerce is a cloud-based software system that runs your entire business, from your website to e-commerce to inventory, purchasing, and order management. LeadCommerce does it all. For a free 15-day trial of LeadCommerce, log on to LeadCommerce.com. That's www.leadcommerce.com. Start your free trial today. You'll be glad you did.
This is AM 1170, The Answer.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Portfolio Doctors. My name is Dan Osgood.
And I'm Steve Bick.
And that's a very interesting offer that Dave and RJ just threw out.
I didn't know that was coming. That's
no,
sure.
I didn't either. That's outstanding. And, yeah. I mean, they said you would be netting $600.
That's net after everything.
So if you're paying just under $65,000, that's almost 10% net.
Yeah.
That's pretty spectacular.
That is. And that's excluding any property appreciation.
Correct.
So, yeah, it's that. I mean, you can't find that anywhere else. And then if you actually went a step further and you find we were talking about debt earlier, and you actually put a bit of leverage on that. So maybe you put down $30,000 instead of the whole 65, and the bank financed the other $35,000. I mean,
you get a $150 monthly payment.
Yeah, so that knocks it down from 650 to 500, which is $6,000 on only $30,000 down. There's your 20%, right?
Right.
So now we're talking.
Right.
If you can get 20%, let's just put this into perspective, because everyone that listens out, not everyone that listens out there, but a lot of people, they think the only way to get wealthy is you got to have hugely high returns. You need like 40, 50% because it's the only way to get ahead. There's only been one person in the history of this investment world that's ever exceeded 25%, and it's Warren Buffett. And then there's one other guy, Peter Lynch, who made like 21 over. And we're talking about a massively extended period. Mm-hmm. And every other person in the universe has fallen well behind that.
Well, and the one thing to put that in perspective, we talked earlier about the comment that gentleman made yesterday about the market. If you look at the trend, it is just always positive. That's true, and that's one of the reasons Warren Buffett has been able to do very, very well, because his time horizon is infinite.
Right.
So he does have that on his side. He doesn't ever panic when the markets are going down. He doesn't have a need to take any money out, so he's not negatively impacting in the bad times.
Right.
And that really kind of skews it to his favor, where most people, even professional money managers, they have reasons they have to shift that money around. Mm-hmm. So it really makes it difficult to outperform the markets. Mm-hmm. But this is...
Well, here's the thing that Warren Buffett has. He purchased a lot of his investments initially were cash flowing. And he's taken those cash flows to acquire other investments.
Right.
And this is what we're trying to give you the opportunity as a listener to do, is to sort of use his model. You buy a place like this, for example, in Ohio. You only need $30,000, or maybe even 20.
Yeah, you could get away with 10.
Maybe even 10 grand. You're in there. It's yielding 20, 30% a year, and it's year in, year out. And it's this little machine, this little flywheel that's starting to tick. And if you don't spend that money and you let it accumulate, within a year or two, you're able to buy another one.
Right. Do the same thing all over again.
And then a few years later, you can buy a couple more. And slowly the flywheel's starting to move. And then in 15, 20 years' time, you've got like 8 to 10 of these things, and they're spitting off, you know, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a month, and you're almost able to acquire one every 2 or 3 months. And suddenly now you've got true wealth creation. Mm-hmm. Now you can start looking at maybe an allocation to stocks and bonds and, you know, all these other things, because you've got, and that's really what Warren Buffett did. He started with Berkshire Hathaway, was actually a mill, a wool mill, And when he bought it, his friend said he was mad because, you know, he said all of the wool milling is going to China. I mean, those people are spitting it out. This little mill that was in New Hampshire or somewhere is going to be out of business. He said, I'm not buying it because I don't think it's going to go out of business. I just see the cash flows, and I'm going to squeeze every little bit of cash flow out of there as long as possible, and I'm going to take that cash flow, and I'm going to reinvest it in other things. And he used that cash flow to start acquiring more and more and more of these cash flowing businesses, and hey, presto, here he is.
Yeah.
But it's so it's not really his stock picking ability that got him where it is today. It's more of that cash flow stream, that recurring cash flow that just comes in, and every day your bank account's getting slightly bigger, and then you invest it, and then it gets bigger again. That's what we're trying to teach, I think, ultimately, our investors right. and our people who are listening to the show about. You don't have to be stuck in this, oh, I'm going to allocate stocks and bonds and have a big hope that when it does come time to withdraw, that I don't happen to hit it, withdraw at the next 2008.
Right, right. And it's the whole kind of theory here is manage your debt wisely.
Yep.
Because doing something like this, if you just put a small amount down and finance it, granted it's $69,000, maybe you can just write a check and pay the whole thing, and maybe that makes the most sense for you.
Yeah, it's less risk, but it's not.
It depends on each individual. But you can, in a smart way, leverage that debt and enable yourself. If you had $70,000 available and you didn't want to put it all into one property, you might be able to get 2, 3, 4 different properties with that same amount of money by leveraging the ability to finance that balance.
If anyone out there is considering this and they're concerned about it, seriously, give us a call. We'll help you.
Right.
We'll walk you through the whole process.
And we'll help you analyze if it makes sense and what the risks are. So that's why we're here. That's how these shows come to be, is from listeners' questions about different challenges they're facing in their financial world. And we understand that every single person has their own unique circumstance.
Right.
Nobody fits into the same model. Nobody does everything exactly the same because, Steve, your interests are much different than mine. Andre, your interests are different from both of ours. And right. that's just the reality of being humans.
Right.
We're all interested in different things, and we have different goals for ourselves. Again, reach out to us. You can email either of us directly, steve@theportfoliodoctors.com, dan@theportfoliodoctors.com. If you have any questions for RJ or if you're interested in investing in his startup business, you can email either of us and we'll put you in touch with Andre.
That's right.
So you have been listening to The Portfolio Doctors. Thank you very much. We will talk to you again next week.
You've been listening to The Portfolio Doctors on AM 1170, The Answer. To schedule a financial health check, go to theportfoliodoctors.com, or to speak with Dan Osgood, Steve Bick, or any guest on this program, call 858-764-7250. That's 858-764-7250. Learn more about the show online at theportfoliodoctors.com. Portfolio Doctors are Dan Osgood and Stephen Bick, investment advisor representatives for their respective investment firms, ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC. The opinions expressed on the Portfolio Doctors are their own. They do not reflect those of ACAS LLC, Cottingham Management Company LLC, or this radio station. The information you heard is for educational purposes only. No listener should assume that the discussions serve as a substitute for personal advice from ACAS LLC or Cottingham Management Company LLC. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation. ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC are not law or accounting firms, and no portion of this presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, investment, or tax advice.
The Portfolio Doctors on AM 1170, The Answer, is sponsored by Mr. Credit San Diego. Intelligent, conservative, AM 1170, The Answer. If you've been searching for answers, look no further. We've assembled